Taking a bath in that place, they came to meet Maharaj Pariksit because they could foresee that Srimad Bhagavatam would be spoken by Sukadeva Goswami. All of them wanted to take advantage of the great occasion. Magandamanandasha, Gandamanandasha, 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 Gandamanand Kicsajtanya manapisztán, tapisztán, kéne bóttalé, vajnottuk a hatjánda, dátítva, potenciátan, bandéhányom, sigoró, kiszta, adkanom, sigoró, majdnem, felszívtam, szolgatni, kagyomá, vagnatom, szám, tanítani, van, tatvajtom, fogatúztam, parítani, szolgatom, kösni szépen, idegom, csivál, kösni, szolgatom, felszívtam, szolgatom, 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 At that time, all the great minds and thinkers, accompanied by their disciples and sages, with the barely sanctified place of pilgrimage, despite their presence, arrived there on the plea of making a pilgrimage journey. So there is the Marsh Brigitte sitting on the bank of the Ganges, and we hear, before we heard, in the first chapter, Yathada Sankhya Sutta Munyapa Samanaya Sadyakunan Upasrishta Rajanapi Sevaya. So we already know this verse. Yeah, I just said it, I forgot it. But it says there, Sadyakunan Upasrishta, that the Munya, the sages, the great thinkers and devotees, they can purify one. Sadhya. Here you have the word punanti, sanctify or purify. There it was spoken already that the, we're kind of looking back to, this might have happened first. What we read in the first chapter happened after what happened here. Because there's no chronology in the spiritual sense, we're not worried about that at all. So there it says that the Yathada Sankhya Sutta, when the sages were speaking with Sutta Goswami, they started to ask these questions. So one of the questions are kind of like statements, kind of like not in the sense of archetype questions, but they kind of say things. So there they say, that the Ganga, although they're sitting by the Ganga, and these sages don't seem very, and I'm coming there to bathe in the Ganga basically. So that verse says a similar thing, that you can bring the Ganga and bathe in the Ganga so many times, but it will take a long time to become purified. But the sages, the great devotees who go to these holy places and purify them. Sadhya puna, immediately. Tulayana Lavanati. Lavanati is not even a second. In a tiny fraction of time. Tulayana Lavanati. Asvagana puna babam. Even if you went up to the heavenly planets, wherever you might go in the universe, you could not attain the great benediction of just a moment's association. Lavanati, sadhusam. With a sadhu, especially those different sadhus. Here we have thinkers, and we have sages, some of them are great devotees, and they even have their disciples with them. Tirti, Kurvanti, Tirtani. Now, when Vidura was traveling, he had came, we just read about that in the 13th chapter. So Vidura had come and he was being praised by Yudhisthira Maharaj that he'd been purified. Actually, he didn't feel himself. So he had the association with so many, even Krishna, Vidura, but he'd gone out and taken shelter of Maitreya Muni, Uddhava, so also a pilgrimage for many years and became very purified. So when he was there at the Hastinapura, there's a very well-known verse that the prophet, heard about prophet saying, well, I've mentioned this several times before, so many verses prophets would quote. Kirti Korvanti Kirtan, Santa Sangata. These personalities like Vidura, what to speak of Sukadeva Goswami, they carry Supreme Personality of God wherever they go. So they purify these places of pilgrimage. Many instances are there. When Gokumaras came to visit Krikumara, he was glorifying them also, but this Tulayama Lavanapina Sarva. Bhagavat Sangi Sangasya, these Gokumaras, Bhagavat Sangi Sangha, is as good as getting the association or of the personality of God. Even Krishna and Balaram, when they came and you read in chapter 84, chapter 10, Krishna himself, came to punch to Kurukshetra. And then the sages also approached, because this is a big thing, you know, Krishna's time of the eclipse, kind of a great time like this. And Krishna was praising the sages and instructing everyone there that even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, they don't get a chance to associate with these great sages. And he was bound along with Balaram and all the kings, taking this move of the Kshatriya team, that he has to surrender to the sages and the Brahmins, and instructing everyone, please take shelter of these sages. So, recently we were reading in Great Bhagavatamrita how, well, for one thing is, these words here, we'll be getting this verse, Muneo and Kunanti, Yuyang Niroke. These words are echoed by Narad Muni in the seventh canto twice, the same verse, speaking of important verses. The same verse is spoken twice, and once in the 10th chapter, once in the 15th chapter, the seventh canto. Where Narad Muni was speaking with Yudhisthira Maharaj, and he was extolling the glories of the Pandavas. And of course, Krikamaraj is ascended, direct descendant of the Pandavas. How great these Pandavas are, that Yuyang Nilokeva Daburi Bhaga, Monayo Bhyanti. Because Narad Muni was thinking, well, that Yudhisthira might think himself inferior because he just narrated the whole pastime of Prahlad Maharaj and how great he was. So that to encourage and think that the new Pandavas are so fortunate that Moniobhyanti, Rama Manusha Nidoke, Manusha Linga, that the personality of Godhead himself, he's living in your house. He's acting as sometimes as your order carrier, as your confidential. So don't feel any inferior. And so that's expanded by Narad Muni again in Priya Bhagavatamrita, where he's glorifying the Pandavas as such great person. Because Narad Muni has been traveling to different places to find out who is receiving the greatest mercy of the personality of God. So when he came, first he was with Hanuman, but he put so many, and then Hanuman said, you must see he was directed to see the Pandavas. So when he came to see the Pandavas, he was glorifying the Pandavas so much that he had to hold his tongue with his teeth. He said, my dear tongue, don't be so impudent to think that you can glorify these Pandavas, because they got the direct association of Krishna with living in their house, where all the great sages would come at different times, who could purify the universe themselves, Punanti. So don't think that you're inferior. So in this way, Narad Muni was encouraging Yudhisthira Maharaj. And actually, each of the Pandavas were speaking to Narad Muni, saying, why are you glorifying us? They were protesting, feeling very inferior. Narad Muni is feeling very humble also, that he can't possibly glorify the Pandavas. The mood of the devotee thinking that he cannot possibly glorify even one tiny fragment of a pastime of Krishna or one of his limbs. It's impossible. Even Lord Brahma, Bhagavad Padmaji describes in the Bhagavatam, They cannot be described. So therefore, each Pandava came forward, Yudhisthira, and then Bhima, and Arjuna, and Bhima. He's described with a certain mood, Narma, Sapriya Narma Saka, friend of Krishna. And then he comes to Arjuna, who's even more advanced, Prana Saki, the life of Krishna. He's actually so intimately involved with Krishna. But they're saying that we are just actually very lowly. When people hear our pastimes, we're always suffering, and we feel that we'll disturb the devotees in the future. If they hear about us, if they hear about our pastimes, how we suffer in our relation with Krishna, so they're very, very humble, thinking that they didn't get the mercy of Krishna so much. They're always after the mercy. Each of these devotees that Narada Muni sees, they're always wanting more mercy, more. So this is the nature of the spiritual life, that it's ever increasing. Who could be satisfied? Never. This is one of the verses spoken with Vidura was speaking with my fair woman, that who could be satisfied? Never satisfied with our Krishna consciousness, that we're always pushing onward and attempting to make advancements. Not that I've seen, like Prabhupada used to talk about, that six Goswami, Keva, Keva, Jadevi, Keva. They're not thinking, oh, I'm with Radharani now, so everything's okay. And no. They're looking for it. Where are we? Where's Erahe? Where's Savarate? Nandasuna? Where's Nandasuna? Are you the Kesi God? Are you at the Govardhan? Are you, where are you? Looking, always seeking. Mahaprabhu also speaks like this, that how he's saying, Mama Jamini Jamini Shri Prabhupada. I might have to take many, many births again and again to get realization of Krishna. I just saw Krishna and he would speak like that sometimes during the Gambhira Leelas. Mahaprabhu would speak that, why am I maintaining my insect like life? I could not get the association of Krishna. Prakashika, I'm putting on some show. The devotees are thinking that everyone is thinking that, but I have no realization. Narada Muni is also thinking, I have no realization. He's coming to worship the Pandavas. Pandavas are worshiping him. So there's this Duilagi, Buddha-hari. Who is more humble, who is more advanced? No one is thinking they're very advanced. So I said, as soon as you think you're so advanced, big shot. I'm not such a great thinker that I could think while I really talk. So there's many verses describing this. In the second canto, in the second chapter, there's descriptions of universal form and so many types of consciousness. So finally, Sukadeva Goswami described Pibantye Bhagavata Atma Sattam. One should drink the Bhagavatam straight on. Don't bother with any type of worshipping, just realizing, try to realize super soul. That will come, that's automatically you'll understand that. He speaks about the super soul, how to realize the super Bhujyadi beer, Rashta Bhujyadi beer. And then immediately he says, Pipantiye Bhagavata Atma Sattam. Katamitam Shadana Kuseji Pipantitam. If you want to purify the polluted aim of life, Vrijanti Tatshan Saroram to come and go back to the lotus feet of Krishna, then constantly you should be just drinking the Bhagavatam. Vibhanti needs to drink. And you can drink very easily Rasamalayam. It's very easily swallowable. Described right at the beginning of the Bhagavatam. Vibhanti, to drink it. Drink through the ears. And Sutechita. By hearing, one will also see. Prabhupada said everyone is trying to see God, but they don't understand. By hearing, one becomes purified. Kirtam is done. Papakatam is done. Papadjeevan. Everyone is suffering. Papotapa in this material world. They need to be purified. Therefore, the six Goswamis, Govinda Dhanamita, They're pouring nectar, amrita, because they're deathless. The real word, amrita, means deathless. Amrita, no mrityu, no death. So unless one pours on the living entities the deathless nectar, why Prabhupada wanted books going out? Prabhupada said, I'm simply asking, where is the book? Where is the book? He's either writing a book, getting a book printed, distributing a book, or like that, translating. So this is Prabhupada. So nobody's taking credit. They're thinking that Prabhupada is giving. Prabhupada's not taking credit either. I'm hearing these books. I'm reading these books. It's not my book. He wasn't just saying it. He actually felt it and had full realization. Not only had full realization, but he could make others feel that. And also that people would sometimes say, but they're going out, you know, you don't pay them, you're exploiting. He said, that's true, but I'm also not getting paid. And I'm doing more than they are doing. Sometimes you would say they're doing everything. Prabhupada could argue one way or the other, any way you want. I'm not getting anything. He told some Indian, young Indian news reporters in Delhi in 76, they were saying something like that, Swamiji, we're suffering, you're trying to give this Krishna consciousness, but in the West they don't take any Krishna consciousness and they're all enjoying like anything. We want to enjoy too, Swamiji. Why are you trying to force us to take this Krishna consciousness? What did Prabhupada tell them? He said, yes, you're suffering because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come here. Every town and village is instructed there should be Krishna consciousness. Simply speak about Krishna. But you're not taking. Krishna came here. So many incarnations, Ramchandra came, but you're not taking. And he's appeared here in India. Therefore, he said, you should suffer 10 times more than they do in the West. Krishna saying, Anatavanti Bhutani, by rain, this rain is a natural law, everything's all going on perfect, but you're not thinking, you have your spiritual, all your Puranas, all your books, and Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, still you're not taking. Rather you're producing nuts and bolts. So you'll have to eat your nuts and bolts. If you're complaining there's no food, and why you're, but you just produce food. Prabhupada was very practical. Whenever he used the greatest sage. When we read about all these sages, Sarva, here, Shantasadaiva, Vidyeshu, the little family, Munis are here, mentioned Muneo. There's so many Munis that sometimes they are arguing, and many times they're arguing. Muni B and Mahatma B, but those are great Munis, like when Narada Muni was associating, described there in fifth chapter of the first hymn. Sankirtimaham, those great munis, Siddhartha munis, they're performing Sankirtan, and Narada Muni was hearing it. Sankirtimaham muni bir mahatma bir. So this is the method of purification. Janashi Krishna, when Vidura started to speak with Maitreya, he wanted to simply speak some, he became very humble also. He wanted, Prabhupada said, he had meant to speak and ask only spiritual questions. But he started to ask in the fifth chapter, third canon, he started to ask about why everyone is suffering in the material world. They try to get some food, a new food of activities and enjoy it, but then they're baffled. But everyone knows that already. But still, we hear it again in the Bhagavatam, and it's in the Bhagavatam. Although he had meant to ask other things, but still, even all those questions are part of it. Janashya Krishna Dimukasya Daivad. This is Vidura speaking, he's so purified already. That Dimukasya Daivad, by some misfortune, the people, Janash, all the persons in the material world, they Dimukasya, they turn their face. Krishna Bhulya Sejiva Nadia Bhagamu. From time immemorial, the Bhogavantra for it, they're trying to enjoy this material world. So please. But this is just a side question, this is not a. Many questions he asked like that. So he said, Anugraha Yeha Charanti Nunam. But still, these purified sages, they go, just like these sages have come here. But they haven't come for themselves. They've come to get more purified only by hearing Swami Dham, Jagannath Devi Swami Dham. And so, even Rupa Goswami, he's written his Vidagdha Madhava, he has his verses there, and he's saying that I'm a low-born person, just like someone may light a fire who is just a sutra, but that fire can still purify gold. So he's hoping to get the blessings of all, and he's sitting there with Ramananda Roy, Sri Ramananda, Mahaprabhu himself, all these great personalities, Sarvabhauma. So even though this low-born person like myself, is lighting them, he's giving the most exalted showers of nectar. Ramananda Roy was amazed, all the Mahaprabhu also amazed, they'd never heard anything like this poetry. Trunde Pandavani Ratim. Three times Sadhuraj Goswami is repeating this sloka in one chapter, chapter one of Anshalila. Kunde Kandani Ratim, Kandate, Kundali Labdai, but the tongue is when the holy name dances on the tongue. Karna Kroda, when the ears hear, he wants thousands of ears. And they're all saying, well, we've heard many, many descriptions of the holy name, but this is the most amazing thing, it's very uncommon verse. You're giving, and we're in ecstasy. Kim Kandena, the Nusmatam. One verse is given there that what is the use of the poet's poem if it doesn't make your head spin? Yakshira, the head should spin. So if our head doesn't spin by hearing these exalted descriptions of Bhagavatam and Rupa Goswami, then the fault, we can't say is necessarily with the poets, but we have to become purified. Govindaga nam nitai, and to let it pour over our heads, these exalted slogans. So this was a pretext also. It says here, let's see what it says. The great-minded sages, they fly on the wings of the devas. It's another wonderful description. Tattakirtiyatavipra, Vipashir Bodhi Devasa, Aham Chatigamam Tattar, Nishkristar, Nusraha. Sukha Goswami was speaking with the sages. He said, I heard very attentively, without any diversion. Therefore, he could speak in this assembly of the sage all these verses of the Bhagavad Gita. Because he heard he was a Supidhar, he could remember immediately he was pure. And so, in the case of most of us, we have to hear again and again. But they're wanting to hear the Bhagavad Gita. They've already heard so many things, but they want to hear from Shukadeva. Shukha Mukha Kamurtika Vasamitam, Shukha Bhagavatam. When Sukadeva is speaking, it becomes more sweet. Even Narada Muni Vyasadeva, they wanted to hear again and again. And Mahaprabhu, he wants to hear from Rupa Goswami. He wants to hear from Ramananda Roy. He's asking so many exalted questions. Go on speaking. All the time he's hearing from Sri Ramananda, Ramananda Roy. It's not that he's a one-man show. Mahaprabhu, that he's just simply giving them. No. Nityo Nityanam Chaitanasi, it's true, he's supplying all necessities for everyone. But when it comes to loving ecstasy, he wants to hear. And Rikin Raj is hearing, he's also very purified already. But also, Prabhupada said, when he's a king, then he, even though he was a great, exalted, pure devotee king, but still, when he gave up everything, and sat down here in the banks of the Ganga, just as we've been hearing, he became more fit. Looks like the six Goswamis, when they were Mandalapati Shanin, of course they were Mandalapati Shanin, they were in the association of the kings of India, the world, at least at that time, even Sanatana Goswami was such a person. But he wanted to give it up. Just like Prabhupada said, so insignificant, like someone spits or something. It's just malala, just gone. No one cares about something. to just solve the most insignificant things. So they gave up their sovereignty, more or less. Raghunath Das, Mahasampad Dava, in his verses glorifying Mahaprabhu, that he was burning Nirjala in the well, in the deep well with no water there. Burned, and Mahaprabhu was delivered. He was practically the wealthiest, one of the top wealthiest persons in all of Bengal. Simply gave up. So these are the persons we're seeing here in the Bhagavatam, seeing Mahaprabhu's pastime. They're giving up everything just to hear this nectar. Common men go to pilgrimage sites to get themselves purified of all sins. It's described that, especially about in that verse about Lord Shiva, but all these sadhus, they suffer to see others suffer. They see others are dukkha, they adama shilasya sudukitas. They have full mercy. Anugraha means it. Full of mercy. Anugraha, charanti. They go off chasing. Maya mrigam. Like Mahaprabhu, he shows the example. Maya mrigam daeta. Out of pure, unalloyed mercy. Daeta. Daeta means pure mercy. Maya mrigam daeta. He sees them just like little animals. They're suffering like the deer chasing his own smell of musk. Or any little animal, my animal and died the age of God, on the dollar, I mean, he's running after it. So these sages here, they're also self-satisfied, but still, they want to increase their purification. We don't think that they're impure, but they are always thinking, like the Pandavas are thinking, impure, we're impure, we don't, we had such bad pastimes with Krishna, now no one will become enlightened by hearing about this pastime. Each one is telling Narada Muni and Kriya Bhagavatam. So many people go to these places of pilgrimage and they become overburdened with the sins of others. And they sanctify those places. So we see that, we saw that very practical example that Prabhupada would come and sit somewhere, anywhere in an airport, everything would disappear, the material world would kind of like vanish, sort of vanish. At least it's very subdued in the background, everyone would want to see, and even policemen would say, oh, that man's glowing. Ordinary persons would see Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was thinking, humble, like one time when they asked the devotees to move from one part of the airport because it was causing too much disturbance. So Rupa Nuga was telling everyone, okay, we have to go now from this place into another place. So Prabhupada got up also. And said, no, not you. Not you, Prabhupada. Said, well, I'm also a devotee. Prabhupada was getting up. So simultaneously, Prabhupada was purifying and without becoming in the least puffed up about it. Govinda Bishwam, in Artham Das has that song, that Harishtani Aparadi, Kali Harima. Even if you offend Hari, Krishna, you can become purified by chanting. But, Tomasani Aparadi Nahi Pari. If you offend the devotee, then just like that Maharaj Ambarish, he didn't feel offended by this Durvasa. He was waiting there humbly for a year or something. At the same time, but Durvasa couldn't get relief. Even when that Gopal Chakra, he wanted to get relief from his leprosy. Gopal Chakra. He approached Mahaprabhu full of leprosy. Mahaprabhu said, no, you have to suffer. This is just the beginning of your suffering. Because you offended my devotee. Sadavavideya Mahyam. You'll have to get relief from Shiva's chakra. But of course, devotees are merciful. They forgive. Yartakalatam, Chandir. Tapas, the beauty of the devotee is his forgiveness. Rupina. The beauty of the wife is the chastity. And the beauty of the kokil, bird is the singing. But even an ugly person is beautiful by his devotion, by his knowledge. Kokil and Aspara Rupam. Chandrapandita is a very instructive person. And he says, so the Baspinam, the beauty of the sadhu is forgiveness. Shama eva tapas. Shama rupam tapas. So they forgive. And this way, they purify all the places of pilgrimage. It says here, they weren't that interested in getting themselves purified like common man. Okay, so if any discussion?
Hare Krishna, thank you for stepping in. Question, you know, quite a question, but if you could elaborate a little bit more on the descent of the Ganga, you know, I think there's that whole conversation of Bhagirath was trying to bring the Ganga down, and then Ganga was concerned because, wow, everybody's going to fill me up with sins. And did he comment, or he told her that, no, the sages would come, and
yeah,
right, something like that. Any elaboration on that?
I haven't read it detailed recently, but maybe Pandu can say something about that question.
What was your question? I don't have
it. He wanted to know, because when the Bhagirathi was bringing the Ganga to the earth, Lord Shiva had to catch it. That's the first thing. The Ganga was too powerful. Coming from higher planets, it has to be that Lord Shiva would catch the Ganga. That's why he's always showing the Ganga spouting out from his top knot. But there was this question of the sages would purify. So, yeah, the sages do purify.
She was also concerned, yeah. She was also concerned about
that
all the simple people would take bath in the water and how to be relieved.
It's not just the Ganga, but all places of pilgrimage. The sadhus are there. Like, I remember I went to Pushkar Lake one time in 74. Prabhupada said I should bring people to that lake that they would become devotees. So I went there, and there weren't so many tourists. When I went, there weren't that many tourists. But there was only... Where is it? It's in Rajasthan. You have to go from Jaipur, about a 3-hour ride.
Ajmer.
Yeah. So, so it's become much more popular in the last 30, 40 years. But
the question is, why they went out there on pretext? Why they couldn't just say?
I don't know. They just happened to show up. They just happened to show up. That happens a lot. Things just happen that way. Why was it that when Mahaprabhu was being blasphemed in Varanasi, that it just so happened that one householder, was he a Brahmin?
Brahmin.
He invited...
I
don't know. Anyway, he said, oh, why don't you come to lunch, you know? I'm having all these sannyasis. I mean, as far as I've heard that Prakashananda had thousands and thousands. I don't know what kind of house he had, right? thousands of followers. Maybe they didn't all show up, all the chief ones did. But let's assume that thousands didn't show up, but it was a big lunch. So how did that just happen, that the Brahmin came there just at the time when Chandrasekhar and Tapan Mishra were feeling so despondent that there's all this blasphemy. So You need to do something to straighten these characters out. Just then, this Brahmin shows up and says, yo, these sannyasis are going to come to my altar. Krishna's arranging. So that's the final answer.
Instead of criticizing the devotees, he said you should be able to somehow transform them by your friendly behavior. I thought that was significant.
Yeah, that's correct. So the Gosyanandi devotees, they go out. Prabhupada is very highly critical, speaking of not criticism. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he has written whole songs that Tumi Kishura Vaishnava, how does it start? Mom? Kaitava, you're cheating. He's actually speaking this to Vaishnavas who don't preach. He said, it's frankly, and we cite the example of, we don't, but Prabhupada does, and Bhagavatam. Praina Deva Muniyo, there's so many Munis, like it's mentioned here, but they don't go out. Praina Deva Muniyo, Sabi Mukta Kama, they're only interested in their own liberation. So, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, they spoke very strongly, Prabhupada also. He said, I follow my Guru Maharaj with a chopping technique. That he wasn't going to tolerate. Siddhanta Granta Hadanya, he doesn't tolerate anything, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta does. That is against the teachings of Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami is also acting very humble. When Jiva Goswami even challenged, defeated, who was it? Prabhupada and others. He was punished. So Rupa Goswami is acting very humble. At the same time, he's praying in his book, we have to see both sides, he's praying in the beginning of that Nectar Devotion, Marquisam Sindhu, that these impersonalists will be silenced by my nectar devotion, by my Bhakti Rasamrita, just like the volcano that's under the ocean. Nobody knows, even though it's a volcano. But the flames cannot affect anybody because it's in the South Pole somewhere. North Pole. There's Moonies also, but they're impersonalists or the fruit of there's different types of moon. So still Prabhupada said no compromise. So it's very tricky because we don't have the adhikara of Prabhupada or Bhakti Siddhanta that we can just smash and challenge everyone left and right, whoever comes around. So So this Bhagavatam is relieving the burning sensation of in this impure burning sensation in all times and places, but according to time and place. So one cannot jump over this adhikara. This Prabhupada could criticize, just like we heard he was smashing such. Actually, it's funny because one time I was in Mayapur, Prabhupada's room, and I think it was South Trip. He walked out. In those days, it was just the building was newly opened, and the doors were slammed in the wind. They hadn't figured out that you could put these little pieces of wood and keep them open. So the door hadn't even slammed, but it had been slamming. Anywhere in the building, Prabhupada would say it was a hot, cracking noise. He didn't like it at all. He did not like that the door slammed. So he advised them to somehow get it. They did something. But before that happened, in Prabhupada's door, Satrup went out. He didn't slam the door, and it didn't slam, but Prabhupada said, just see, he has become a a Vaishnava. He has become a Brahmin, and he cannot even close the door. I was thinking, well, he cannot even close the door. He probably wanted the door closed, so it went funny. I mean, it's kind of humbling statement. Cannot even close the door. Someone who can't close a door is pretty incompetent. But it's in current time and place, we understand why he said it. Now, he can't close the door, but it should be closed or else it would slam. Anything else? All right, Hare Krishna.